Barely 1 week from today, Ghanaians will go to the polls to elect assembly and unit committee members. Over the years, turnout at local level elections has been low, usually around 40%. But will this story change this year? Dr. Vladimir Ntridanzu is the executive director of the Center for Local Government Development. We have him on the line for some discussion on the subject. Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Good afternoon.
Well, Doc, your assessment of the process so far in terms of preparations, education, and publicity?
I strongly suspect that everything has been quite not to our expectation. Publicity has been quite low. Preparation, I don't think, is the best. And I think people are also flouting the law. We've drawn attention to that already. That people are openly campaigning on party lines and party colors. And I strongly suspect that the turnout is going to be worse.
Hello, Doc.
Yes.
Can you please reposition yourself a bit? We are losing you somehow.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was saying was that preparations have not been the best. Education has not gone on properly as the way we wanted it. And I strongly suspect that we are going to have a low turnout again. Because of most of the things we said earlier. Again, the enthusiasm with which we trust government will respond to our call for the day to be declared a holiday has waned because the government did not respond the way we wanted it to respond. Finally, I think our worry also has been that people are flouting the law by openly campaigning on party lines. And we believe that we didn't want the basis of our democracy, that is centralization, or this event as the assembly level election to be fraught with that kind of bickering once the law is also there. These are some of the worries we're thinking about.
Well, Dr. Ntridanzu, so for believers in affirmative action, looking at the number of women contesting this time round appears to be low.
It is because the enthusiasm had not been there, the education had not gone on. And again, you see, we have always said that we always believe in the central elections, I mean, for parliamentary elections and for the presidential elections. For people to get the enthusiasm to be in there, we must make it, we must popularize it. Secondly, there should be effective affirmative action, you know, from the government, from CSOs and whatnot, to encourage more women to be part of the assembly elections. Again, the assembly elections themselves, if we pay lip service to it, if we put it at the back burner of our democracy, this is what you get. So there is need for affirmative action. There is need for several CSOs are into this already, encouraging women and sponsoring them and things like that. But that is not enough. There must be a national effort towards this.